The Wise, a WILS News reporter. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for being with us. You attended last night's Lansing School Board meeting. It was very volatile and very newsy. Tell us what you saw and what you heard.
It was, indeed. The meeting didn't start off like that. One of the earlier items I thought was really good for the school, they approved a pregnancy partnership grant, which is a grant that Eaton Intermediate Schools has also received recently. The state funds them $100,000 for 3 to maybe 4 years to provide high school sexual health curriculum, spending a lot of time on safe relationships. And they have this interesting thing. Part of the curriculum includes a peer education where the students in class make posters that say, you know, like, most students aren't involved with this, and most students don't get pregnant when they're in high school, which is actually similar to something that we have at MSU for drinking norms. So I thought that was pretty interesting because MSU's been doing a lot of research to see how, you know, seeing what your peers are doing affects the way that you act. Some of the other stuff is in that curriculum. They also make videos for their peers and parents how they want to talk about sexual health to them and ways that they can reach their peers. So it seems like a really good thing for the Lansing School District.
And then,
secondly,
I'm sorry.
Secondly, they approved a motion to negotiate a contract for an interim superintendent. And this is really what got Charles Ford pretty heated up last night. He was upset that they are bringing in this interim superintendent. It seemed like he was upset because it was going to stop T.C. Wallace from working. But the reason they're trying to find this interim superintendent is because T.C. Wallace's contract ends, July 1st, and the board is worried that they're not going to have the next superintendent picked in time. And so what they want to do is just have this interim one just in case so they don't have to rush in picking a new superintendent.
Okay, and there seems to be a faction that's wanted to get Mr. Wallace out of there for some time. He's had his supporters. It's been very volatile. What was the tone inside that meeting room last night?
Charles Ford felt that they shouldn't have it be, you know, trying to get an interim superintendent, but the rest of the board seemed for it.
Well, Kamal Kanul will probably be the interim. It still needs to have a salary issues taken care of. Kamal is living in DeWitt, a former district administrator who ran the State Department of Education's Office of School Improvement and now works at Michigan State University. All right, Jesse, thanks so much for your report. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome.